Hello and welcome to Elim Church One. You're joining myself, Reverend Ben Cooper, for today's podcast.
Woof woof. We're in. Good afternoon, podcats. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are. The pod woofers are in the house.
Yeah, and turn up just, your woofers. Turn up your tweeters.
Turn up your tweeters.
We're in. Get the podcats out.
It's Saturday morning. We just want to say welcome. God bless you wherever you are across planet Earth. You know, we thank God for your lives and we thank God that you are tuning in, that you are listening to these podcasts and all the platforms that we are using. May God bless you and strengthen you. We have Leia.
Jane.
More. And my name is Rev.
Jermaine Benson Cooper.
God, dear me.
I'm
We're
sorry,
tired.
You caught me right off guard.
I caught you right off.
You really caught right me right off guard. Because I had a word that was coming through my mind, and it was wherever you are, whatever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever your walk of life is, whatever you're doing, God loves you.
That's right.
You're beautiful.
Amen.
And you're a beautiful person. And it just came into my mind and I had to say it. I'm sorry.
No, you've got to say it. God loves you. We've got to emphasise that, you know.
Yeah.
We laugh and joke on the little intros, but God loves you wherever you are.
It was
God.
Really strong. I had to say it.
There you are. Yeah. God
whatever
is speaking.
Whatever your walk of life.
Whatever
you are.
Wherever Jesus Christ loves you.
Yes.
Do not give up. Do not give up. You know, you might be facing trials and tribulations and everything that is not looking good at the moment, but Jesus loves you. Never give up. Be faithful to the word of God. We have a really beautiful word, and it's a word that certain areas of leadership don't seem to use, and the word truth.
The truth. Because this come to me, just the word came into my heart today, truth. And it's like God said, Moses said, who shall I say sent me? And he said, I am.
I am.
I am. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. No, I am the truth.
I am the truth.
I am the way and the truth and the life.
Yeah, he says that in John 14.
It's like
John 14,
a beautiful
6.
Extension of what God originally said. I am. I am the great I am.
That's right. Yeah. John 14, verse 6 of the ESV, says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Except through him.
Through the King of Glory, the truth.
You nobody know. Else. Nobody else can twist the words. Nobody else can do anything.
No.
Nobody else can send you up any other garden path, because the only garden path, a lamp at your feet, should be Jesus. Because he's the truth.
Oh, my gosh. John 17, verse 17 said, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Now, we clearly understand that Jesus Christ is the authority in this nation, in this world. Even though there has been lockdown, even though there's been trouble, he is still the authority. He is the truth. John 4, verse 24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
But what do we mean by truth? See, to me, the truth,
yeah,
is God is love.
Okay. So
that's the truth.
Yeah. So
that's
the Bible.
The whole truth of the matter.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
So John 17, verse 17 said, sanctify them in the truth. What is the truth, Lord? Your word is the truth.
Yeah.
So the word is truth. God is the word. The word is God.
God is
Jesus.
That?
Yeah. Leia loves that. Leia loves that. So we find ourselves that if we are in the truth, we are in God. God is with us. The power of the Holy Spirit is with us. The glory of God is with us. The anointing is with us. When you dive into the truth, I do believe if you are hungry for Christ right now and you are really seeking him and really looking for him and really hungry and feel actually at a point of almost despair and you are looking for truth, what you will find is that this world is starting to irritate more and you're starting to see that the world is actually lying to you. You'll find certain departments of the elite, they are making rules up that are not really rules, but they're just fitting for what they want, and it fits.
Definitely hiding the truth behind the Olympics at the moment. There is a lot of truth hiding going on.
There is so much stuff
going on.
If
that's the truth you're looking
for. So when we think about truth, this word is a very, very important word that Lara's brought to the table. Truth. What does it mean? It means without any error, without it's fact, it is true. What I say is true. So when Christ says, you will know the truth, so I know him and the truth will set you free.
Mm.
See, the power of the Holy Spirit will set you free. You might be feeling that you're being lied to. You might be feeling that the government has let you down, that the world has let you down, that laws have been given out for certain people, certain cultures, and you feel that you're being lied to. Jesus is the way. He says in John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So Leah has brought this really interesting word, very small word, but a very powerful word. And I do believe that we are not hearing a lot of truth.
Yeah, not hearing a lot
across the nation.
No.
Rules are being bent, you know, yeah. Even with the Olympics, with certain avenues of certain things that are going on. Yeah. And this person has slipped into this category, that one slipped into that. Yeah. And he said that, she said that, they said that. And you know, the whole world is just confusing.
To me, it was about the smoke screen. They used the smoke screen of the Olympics to hide the fact that our little blonde pharaoh,
yeah, bombshell,
decided not to isolate when he told the rest of the world that they had to. Do you know what I mean?
It's one for one for the other, yeah, and none for us.
Exactly.
But everything for them.
He is a Pharisee and a Sadducee.
It's interesting, isn't it, how we do pray, believe it or not, we do pray for Christian politicians, because there are Christian politicians that are...
We pray for all politicians. We pray for everybody because we want them find the truth.
But when you're a Christian politician, it must be so difficult, because when you look at the world of politics, it's all... Shall we say this? Shall we say that?
Yeah.
We'll say that and then we'll retract this and then we'll swap it for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I say that? But so as a Christian in Parliament, you must know that you're there because God has put you there. Because would it be wrong of me to say the Houses of Parliament is full of slippery tongues?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not wrong of you.
I can't. All humanity wants, I believe, is literally tell me the truth.
Yeah.
What way are we going?
That's why Donald Trump became successful in America, because although the truth he was telling wasn't the truth, it was his truth. And people saw it as a semblance of truth.
Yeah.
And it was devoid of political sophistication.
Mm.
And that's why people liked him. Turns out he was a bigot and don't get me started on him. Do you know what I mean?
Come on.
I had to put my Jesus hands, my
loves
hands
us.
In.
Jesus loves him.
But that's what people want. They want truth at the moment, and they're not receiving the truth.
No.
And as a nation, we're not receiving the truth. And if we were living in the truth, then we wouldn't be in the situation that we are in.
Yeah,
now.
But we also sit in religion, though, don't we?
Mm.
Religion is bent the same way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It bends. It
bent
bends
like
it,
a,
and it almost
the,
snaps.
What's that comment?
Palm tree.
Bent like a palm tree.
Bent like a palm tree. You know, it just bends, but. The truth. So what is the truth? What can we rely on? We can only rely on the word of God, because he says, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yeah.
So whatever Christ says, you know, but even if you take creation, there are so many people out there that will go, how can you believe that God said, let there be, and there was? I believe. So because I believe, it's the truth for me.
Yeah.
It fits with me, but I don't have any doubt. I don't have any doubt. God just said, let there be, and there was.
And there was.
And everything just came into being.
Yeah.
But I think if you are in faith of the God of Israel, and you are really leaning into him, and you are, and you'll be shaken right now at this moment, like we all are, and you seek him. But I also believe that God is shaking us to reveal the truth and to show us that the world is full of lies.
Yeah.
It's lying. It's that Lucifer speech.
Lucifer's on the world.
He's in that. So truth is really important. So when you've got denominations not telling you the truth, when you've got certain ministries not telling you the truth, it's very difficult for a believer, because you might have put all your weight into a denomination, and then suddenly it's lent the wrong way, and you think, hang on a minute, what's going on? So I believe believers are really being stretched now.
I believe so.
I am being stretched beyond.
Yeah, I think everybody is at the moment. I think we're all being stretched. I think there's I was speaking to somebody the other day. I was speaking to Lemon Drizzle Girl.
Hey.
I know, we haven't spoken about Lemon Drizzle Girl for a long time.
Come on, girl.
We were believe that we're in a look, I don't want to, like, anyone that's got real PTSD, but the world is in a bit of a PTSD situation at the moment, in that we've had all this time on our own.
Yes.
We've had all this time where we've got to understand our truth, which has been, you know, I'm quite comfortable with who I am.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable being kinder to the people around me. I'm comfortable giving time to the people around me.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
On the things that are really important. And then all of a sudden the world has, we've had Freedom Day, another untruth.
Yeah.
And the world has opened up and suddenly we're all being stretched again, taught into all these different ways and having to bend ourselves into different angles.
It's tiring.
Yeah. And it's like almost like we were living a lie. We found the truth in the 2 years.
Yes.
And now we're having to go back to living the lie again. If I'm okay with this, I'm fine with this, I'm okay. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going back. Actually,
and I feel like that's where we are at the moment. Mm. That's where we are. But I want to concentrate on the idea of the truth being Christ and the truth being our salvation and the truth being the love of Christ that he pours upon us and that purity of that feeling, that purity of him being our salvation and him being our guide and him being the
way. He is the truth.
The way.
I am the way. So if you were to look at them three areas that he speaks about very clearly there, he says, I am the way, right? Number one, and the truth, two, and the life. Three things that go together. If I follow him, I will automatically get to truth. And then the third thing, I will fall into life.
In Ephesians 4:15, backs up what you're saying. It says, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. So again, it's about following that truth, and the truth is Christ.
Yeah.
And in Corinthians, I love a bit of Corinthians, Corinthians. It says that love rejoices in truth.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing there.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing there. But
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 6 for your reference.
Thanks, bruv.
Yeah. Ephesians 4:15.
I appreciate that.
You know,
I have to apologise. I'm a little bit tired and I've got a bit of
don't apologise.
So
it's fine.
I sound a bit slurry.
See,
but yeah, it's that rejoicing in truth, rejoicing in being the righteousness, the way, rejoicing in the freedom that we find in Christ.
Yeah.
And I feel that's what happened when I realised that I was loved for who I was, for everything that I am. And I think maybe that's what happened at the head of this.
Yes, definitely.
At the head of this, it's about the positivity of those words. It's about the positivity of finding that truth. The truth is, I'm loved.
You are.
I'm loved, and that everybody can seek and gain redemption.
Mm. Yeah, we're redeemed.
And everybody is in God's hand.
We are redeemed.
And the way that we get through God into God's hands is through Jesus.
I am the
way.
Way.
One goes to Jesus. No one comes to the Father except through
me. Praise the Lord.
And the way with Jesus, I mean, Jesus wasn't reading from the Bible.
No, it's amazing.
Jesus is the Word.
He is the Word.
Jesus, the way that Jesus lived his life was an example to us. So it's not about the word, even about the words of the Bible. It's about which have gone through man.
Yeah.
They have gone through man. They've been siphoned through man, even though they're God's words. It's about the way that he lived. And the way that he lived, in my opinion, was with absolute patience, absolute love, absolute sincerity, absolute kindness.
Yes, yeah,
absolute acceptance of everybody and everything around him. Think about the way that he treated Mary Magdalene and the sinner lady at the stoning.
Yeah.
The way that he treated everybody with
love, compassion, and truth.
Compassion and truth.
Because he told them the truth. When the Samaritan lady came up to the well, he said, all right. She went, yeah, not too bad. He went, how's your husband's? What do you mean? You've been married five times. But he didn't judge her for that.
He didn't judge her.
But he spoke the truth.
He didn't.
And you can speak the truth. And when you speak the truth gives you what? It gives you solid direction.
It gives you solid direction and it allows people to trust you.
Yeah.
And when they trust you and they see that you're working for God and you're working and trying to live in the way of Jesus, suddenly they don't want to laugh at you anymore.
No,
suddenly
they don't want to
doubt what you're saying because you've got conviction and integrity in yourself.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's the line that we draw.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, you're going really
I
deep.
I feel like preacher lady.
Yeah, you are. You are a preacher
lady.
Okay, let's
talk about chocolate now.
Come on, lemon drizzle. Right, Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me your way.
Teach me.
So this is important for me that Christ teaches me his way. Why do I want him to teach me his way? One, because I'm hungry for him. Two, because he redeemed me. Three is because he saved me. Four is I've got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
So it has to be Jesus, because what will he give me? Truth. So when you look at Psalm 86, verse 11, teach me your way. So when he teaches me your way, then we say, well, yeah, but that's what preachers and teachers are just vessels being used. The scripture says in the Gospel of John, you do not need man to teach you. The Holy Spirit reveals the truth to you.
I love that.
So it's not, Christ doesn't need me. He doesn't need any Billy Grahams. He doesn't need any preachers. He doesn't need a layer. He doesn't need any of us to get his word over, because the Holy Spirit speaks
it's
to us.
In ya.
It's there,
it's
the word, ya. Because
it's
greater is in me. Greater is in me than he that is in the world.
Yeah.
So in the Psalm 86, verse 11, it says, teach me your ways. Who's he talking to? Is he talking to a Billy Graham? Is he talking to an evangelist? Who is this man talking to? He's talking to Christ. You need to teach me your ways.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting, when the psalmist was declaring this, there was no New Testament.
Exactly.
So there was no word, but there is word, because God it. So we understand there was no fabric of pages. There was no text to reference from. So David is saying, teach me your ways. He's in a true relationship with the Lord. He says, teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in truth.
Yeah.
See, when God teaches us, when his word teaches us, we will walk in truth. It says, untie my heart from fear and to you. So it's really critical for me as a believer to really be in the Lord Jesus Christ. If I want to know the truth, I have to stay in that word.
Mm.
If I stay in that word, he will draw me. He will bring me. John 8:31-32 for anyone's reference.
Go on, do it again.
Says,
I like
that. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, and you truly are my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I've got to abide in it. I think.
Live in it.
Live in it. That word abide that Lara's just, I've got to live. I've got to live to abide, to be in. I've got to live in it. If you live in my word, and the word became flesh and made his dwelling. So I live in Jesus. When I live in Jesus, I'm in the word. When I'm in the word, I'm a disciple. When I'm a disciple, I'm in truth. But it doesn't mean to say that I won't have any challenges come my way. Of course not.
I think it's interesting, though, that the first scripture that we read about at the beginning, it's no one comes to the Father except through me. It doesn't say no one comes, like we were just saying, that the New Testament didn't exist at the time. It doesn't say there, no one comes to the Father except through the Bible. No one comes to the Father except through this book.
Yeah.
No one comes to the Father except through the pastor. No one... It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's not about the words that were written down by men put into a book.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I love the Bible. I think it's a beautiful book. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. Is that what you're saying?
You know what I'm saying?
But you know that didn't exist when he was saying that.
Exactly.
So it is all about Jesus.
It's all about Jesus.
There was no ministries.
It's not about an interpretation of the word. It's not about an interpretation of... I don't mean the word as in God. I mean the word as in the Bible.
Mm.
I mean, it's about Jesus, the man, and Jesus, the Son of God, and Jesus is God. It's about the Trinity.
Power.
No one comes to the Father except through him, because he is the Father.
He is the Father.
My days.
Come on, let's get into it. I've got to have a donut. I've got to have a sugar rush. John 14, verse 6. We're just gonna sit in this a while. And Jesus said to him, I am. Now, I love the way Christ presents that, because as Leah said earlier in the scripture said, what did God say to Moses? Listen, Moses, son, don't worry about that. Just tell him, I am. So Christ emphasizes this. The I am is a very powerful part of the text. He says, I am the way.
Yes.
Who's sending? Who? Moses said, who's sending me into them that nutty place?
Yeah.
I am.
I am.
If you said that to someone now, didn't you? Who's this? I am. They go, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you going on about?
Who do you think you are?
Who do you think you are? I am. Who's I am?
Yeah.
But there is something powerful when, obviously, I don't even need to say this, but I'm going to say it. When God speaks, whatever he says, it's it. It's a given. I am the way. Three areas. So if I'm lost, he is my way.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm lost in lies through the elite and through the system of the world, he's my truth.
Yeah, he's a joyous way out.
He's the, yeah. If I'm lost, if I'm can't find life, he is my life.
Yeah.
There's that.
He's
nice.
Answering you.
He's answering. Thank you, Jesus. And then another scripture, I think off the top of my head, you'll have to check the reference. Psalm 119, verse 115. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light for my path.
See, I love that.
You know, your word. So we understand that the word is truth. The word is God. The word is Christ. The word is the way.
Mm.
So your word is a lamp unto my feet.
A good light song, that. I like that path. One as well.
Huh?
That's a good song. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, like I'm singing one, yeah. It. We're singing it. It's in our heads. It's in our heads.
The thing is, you can't hide from the truth. You can do whatever you like.
Yeah,
you can you can run around and tell lies, or you can hide from it. You can hide behind like trees and like a big building and a rock, and maybe hide in your own, like, I'm doing other things, I'm having fun, I'm out doing it. But eventually the truth's going to find you.
It will.
And the truth's going to set you free.
Yeah, you can't run from the truth. Psalm 25, verse 4. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation.
Yeah.
For you, I wait all day long. There's a lot packed up in that. In Psalm 25, verse 5. Lead me into your truth. It's always about Christ.
Yeah.
And Christ will take you to the Father.
Yeah.
As the scripture said, and as Leah's referenced quite a few times, no one can get to the Father except through me. There is no access to the God of Israel except through Christ Jesus. What does Christ give us? He gives us hope. He gives us truth. He gives us freedom. James chapter 1, verse 18, for his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth.
Truth.
Truth. It's true.
Psalm 51, 6 in the ESV says, behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart.
Wow.
And that really is the thing, isn't it? It's your heart, it's your conscience that sometimes will speak the truth more than any other words you can ever see or hear.
That's right. You delight in the truth, in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in this. It's all about him. It comes back to pointing, if you could ever point a finger at Jesus, and I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do it.
But
I might
maybe
do it behind
him,
my hand.
Yeah, behind my hand. He can't see that.
Put my hand up in front of it. What I'm doing is miming, putting my hand up in front of my pointy finger, and I'm going to look the other way. It's over there.
It's over there, Lord. It's over there. It's over there.
over there. But yeah, isn't that thing about, what's the one about the tablets of the heart? So behold your truth. Behold. You delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. But then isn't there also something, me and a lady were talking in church after a Bible study one time, and she was talking about how the words should be written upon the tablet of your heart.
Yeah, scripture. I'm trying to think what the scripture is. Yeah, and put the word of truth on the tablet. Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine playing that game and someone asked you a question. A Bible question.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm just going to ring my dad.
I'm just going to ring the word.
You're going to ring your dad? Hang on, okay. Yes. Imagine that God come over the
Hello,
phone.
Hello, God, we've got 30 seconds. Well, now it's 25. God, is it A, B?
Is it Father, Son, or Holy Spirit?
A chicken. Is it B, a duck? Is it C, 2x2? Or is it D, the way?
Oh,
it's the way.
God, I don't know why I made him speak like that.
I don't know, why do we think he speaks like that?
I don't know, but it's in my heart, so it must be the truth. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, gosh, there we go.
Yeah, I like that idea of, like, there being a conscience, that speaks through your heart, and that that's the truth, because we all have that conscience. We all have people telling us different things, and we all have people telling us their truth, don't we? But there is a conscience within us that speaks of a truth that is for us.
So you've got all these arrows of words going in.
Yeah.
You've got all this stuff going in. And how do you work out what is true and what is not, and what is freedom and what is not? So what you're saying is that area, I would say your soul, your innermost being,
it knows what's right.
Is sifting what is not right. And you know in your innermost being, you think, hang on a minute.
And we've had that. I mean, I've had that since I was little.
Is it your mind?
No. I've had that since I was little. Mm. You've probably had the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know what's right and wrong. And you didn't need your mum really to tell you what was right and wrong.
No.
Because we're living in a world where there's all this static and white noise all around us all the time telling us, this is right, this is wrong. Buy that. No, this person says that. No, this politician says that. Vote for me. Watch this. Blah, blah, blah. Listen to that. Blah, blah, blah. And then your heart goes, no. Stop.
Really.
Stop.
But the speed, it works out as well. Even as they're speaking,
isn't it? Yeah.
You've got the answer already.
Yeah.
The body is amazing.
Yeah.
The psychologicals, the way the brain works, the way that the chemistry, everything that works, but greater than the way your philosophy, your knowledge is, your understanding is, your logic, far above all that, that spiritual you can work things out without an education.
Yeah.
So you don't need to be educated to work out, hang on a minute, them little fellas are telling me a porky.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't
or it feels
teach.
Good to be kind.
Yeah, you can't teach that feeling that you have inside. Could you say morals? Could you have, say, that seed of God, that little,
it's a spark of truth.
But you know.
Yeah.
Even if they are not believers, they know when they're being spun a yarn.
And people must do that same thing that I have done in the past. I don't know if you've done it too, where you're like, I'm dead set on doing this, I'm dead set on doing this. And then at the very last minute you go, no, I ain't changing my mind and do the right thing.
I'm going to change my mind because
it for
education and academics can't teach you that. Because it's already built in
the
program.
It's intrinsic, isn't it? Yeah.
It's intrinsic. It's in that. It's in you. It was created within you.
Yeah.
So there comes the question about humanism, because that's on ethics. That's on understanding. That's built on. But there is something above that that is in that.
I think some humanism is based upon kindness. I do.
Oh, it is.
I think it's based upon kindness and love.
But there's another sway to that.
It can go so far the other way that you're like, what?
But if it's kindness and love, why do they get so aggressive with believers?
Exactly.
So there's a side to it. But what I mean is, you can't educate a person.
They get confused between believers and religion. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And religion is very much, you will do this, you will don't that. Rules, stipulations,
what I mean? I know what you're saying.
And whereas if you follow Jesus, as we're saying, then you follow love and the truth.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
But that's a belief system of the everlasting, and we don't believe in the everlasting.
Who doesn't
believe I'm saying that's what humanism is. No, of course we do. I'm not talking about
that. I shook my head at you, and my eyes went out of my head.
No, because humanism is now, for now, this moment in time, isn't it?
Exactly.
Hope is not for hope to come, but hope for now. So when you talk about truth.
That was nice. I like what you said there about hope. That was nice.
Oh, Bob Hope. So when you think about truth, you can't teach truth.
You can't teach truth.
But God's truth, that's what that teaches you. But what me and Lau are trying to get to is that you don't need to go to Oxford or anywhere that to get a good high education to know that when someone is telling you something, you're a little cheeky monkey.
Yeah, you're a cheeky monkey.
You don't need a PhD.
You're trying to twist me. You're trying to manipulate me.
There's something in your inner being.
Yes.
That tells you right from wrong.
Yes.
Right from wrong.
That is it.
Right from wrong. Whether you're a believer or a non-believer, right from wrong.
In my entire life have I been able to understand why anybody would choose to ignore that feeling. Mm. So there's always been I was pretty naive when I was younger. And I remember saying to people, I just don't understand how anybody could actively go out of their way to do wrong.
Yeah.
I don't understand why any... I really don't like liars. I have a really big issue with lying. I don't like it at all. And I don't understand. I mean, everyone tells a little white lie.
Number 10, watch it. Yeah, she's coming for you.
Sorry, I am.
She's on it.
I just, like liars in my life, I just don't like it. Like, I get really angry about it. And I have to pray for patience a lot with it.
Mm.
But if you're going for the truth, are we talking about Jesus the truth, don't lie? Or are we going about Jesus the truth, forgive people and understand people who might tell a lie because they're afraid to tell the truth, their truth?
Yeah, when you got a nation and coming from the top, they're telling you one thing and then change it to another thing.
Everybody's being controlled by something.
Everyone's being controlled. But then as a believer, you've got to try to look beyond all that and look over that and go, Father. So that's where the power of forgiveness comes in.
Exactly. Gosh. Trying to understand other people's reasons for telling lies. I mean, maybe I'm sorry, I can't come out tonight because I have plans with somebody else, but maybe it's they can't come out tonight because they haven't got any money.
Yeah.
Maybe they've had to go and do a bit of thieving because they haven't got any food to put on their children's plates.
I'm not saying that's right.
I'm not saying that's ethical, and it's pretty stereotypical Oliver Twist situation I'm talking about.
I know what you're saying.
I apologise.
We get it.
I don't mean to be like, you know.
I'm going out and make a bit of bread.
But do you know what I'm saying? It's that understanding of why people do things, and is that the capital T truth?
Yeah. It's very difficult, isn't it?
Rather than truth versus lies.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Who is the father of lies?
Is the devil.
Is the
devil. I don't like talking about Satan, you know that.
Lucifer.
He's a nasty...
The scripture says he's the father...
He's a nasty git.
He's a git. Have that one, Lucifer. You are a git. Tell your agents you are all little gits.
Get behind me, you git.
Get behind me, you git. So I've got Jesus with me. You know?
Oh, what part of the armour is the...
What?
The truth.
Right, let's go for
it. Helmet of justice... then you've got the armour of chocolate.
Liz, you're confusing me.
Shoes of cake
and the breastplate of kebab. Now let's do this properly. Ephesians chapter 6, it says, put on the armour of God, put on the full armour of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. Your feet should be fitted with the gospel of peace and the belt of truth.
Belt of truth. Because a belt holds everything up.
Bang, yeah.
Belt holds everything
and
up. You
Satan's
see, truth
got his strides down most of the day long.
That's the standard you've got to hold everything up to, the truth.
Yeah, and if you're the father of lies, you can't have a belt of truth, so your strides are down, Lucifer.
I know, that's why he wears that big black cape, because he can't wear anything else.
No, that's the clergy. we're getting in trouble. Truth. Jesus is the truth. Ephesians, while we're in Ephesians, let's bring it holy. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. And it says that as the truth is in Jesus.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that the truth is in Christ and Christ calls Lucifer the father of lies? The father of lies. So if you've got a nation being driven by a satanic press, what are they going to use? Lies.
Lies.
Look at our friend, Mr.
That's
Han.
That's what they've all been in.
I don't like to use his second name. Look at Mr. Han, what's his name? Who got caught in a cupboard?
Oh, Matt Hancock.
Yeah, what he was saying.
Oh, no.
You can't go and visit your nan at Christmas. Yes. You can't go into the hospital visit your family, but get in the cupboard with me, girl. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like it's one rule.
It's the hypocrisy.
It's the hypocrisy.
It's
so
the
it goes.
Hypocrisy of it.
So when you look at hypocrisy and lies, it's a big sweet shop of stuff, isn't it? It's everything.
It is.
And then once you start that process,
and
it starts
people being angry.
It gets,
and once they've got a seed of anger in their in their heart, then they start to hate.
I
don't want to talk about Yoda, but hate leads to fear. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to getting a lightsaber out and killing everybody. That's Yoda.
Yoda.
But that kind of principle is the same, isn't it? Because once you're lied to, you get angry. Once you get angry, you get hateful. Once you get hateful, you can be manipulated pretty easily.
Start
Whereas
throwing
if
bricks.
You're wearing your shield
Come
armor
on.
Of love and justice
sword
and truth,
of the spirit.
And sword of the spirit, who's going to touch you?
No one.
When I go into the pub and people say to me, oh, you're a Christian, I go, yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I
Do
love
you want
Jesus.
Some or what?
He's my friend.
Yeah.
And
Do you
go,
want it?
And they go, this. Oh, all right. That's it.
Are you a Jesus follower? Yeah. Do you want some or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Are you a Jesus creeper? Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Step outside.
Okay. And they say, actually, we really respect you for that.
Oh.
So it's good.
Stay inside the
it's
pub
good.
And don't
There was
step
something
outside.
I just found and it was really good.
Go on. Oh, look at this.
Proverbs 16:6. Have you done this one?
No.
Right, okay. Proverbs 16:6 ESV. By steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for. And by the fear of the Lord, one turns away from evil. So that's what we were saying.
Yeah.
You have that in your heart and you turn away from it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're faithful. Faithfulness is truth.
Yeah.
Being faithful. You know what I'm saying?
It's a big press, isn't it? When you really be still and just sit and think about things and you think about the word, that's why God's word is so challenging, because we're brought up in a society where you can say what you want, when you want, almost with no consequences. You can lie to one another, but when you become a born-again believer in Christ, the truth sets you free, but also the truth brings you to conviction.
Yeah.
Truth brings you, because he is the truth, he is the way, and he is the life.
Yeah.
So Christ brings you to conviction. So the way that you might have lived your life through the little white lie, bit of ducking and diving, now you're going, oh, I can't do that. I can't say that anymore. I can't.
There's no Del Boys in
I can't,
the church.
No Del Boys. No, do you want some fur coats? Do you know what I mean? So when you become that...
It's not very kind, is it? It's not very kind to lie to people. It's not very kind to trick them.
No, but...
Try and trick them.
But when you serve Lucifer, that's all you know.
Yeah, because you're trickery.
Because you're a trick or treater.
Yeah.
So he is the father of lies.
He is.
The scripture says,
he's a bad
you know,
man.
He is the father of lies, you know. And God is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to him through Christ Jesus, sorry. So So as a believer, you will be challenged, because we're living in a world that's fallen. We're living in a world that will tell you false truths.
Yeah.
They will tell you, they will fluff it up and they will wrap it up in a box of truth.
Yeah.
But when you undo it, you look at it and it's just, it's rubbish. It's not.
It's rubbish.
It don't
and
add up.
And if you tell lies, like they do, they have to constantly be telling lie upon lie upon lie.
Because once you start one.
Always looking over their shoulder to make sure that the lie that they've told is holding water. Because you've got to remember so much if you lie. Life is so much more simple if you don't lie.
Yeah, exactly.
So life is so much more simple, and that's the freedom that you find in Jesus, because you're not lying. You're living a life of truth.
Yeah.
You're living a life of faithfulness. So you're free of all those traps.
That's right. You're free from the trappings.
Yeah.
Freedom.
You're like, oh, yeah, skipping and jumping through life, because you don't have to think, oh, what did I tell that person? What did I tell this person? How do my stomach? Cool,
you're hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
You need a kebab.
I was going to have one tonight as well.
Oh, imagine that.
I know.
Just right now. Can I have a doner, please?
Yeah. I can't eat the bread, though, because I'm gluten-free now.
I'll have the bread. Chuck it over the fence.
All right. You can have your brown bread.
Ooh, brown? Oh, no. Here, look, Psalm 119. I've got to correct myself. Backtrack when I said Psalm 119, 115. Actually, I lied.
You are so bad.
So how'd you take that, then? I just made a mistake, though. It's not really a lie, is it? I made a mistake.
Yes.
It's tricky, isn't it? It's fine.
Tricky.
So I said Psalm 119, 115, when actually it's Psalm 119, 105. So I made a mistake.
Yes, you made a mistake.
I made a mistake. And it said, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's a lovely text. Your word.
Proverbs 12:19, just to back you up. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment.
Oh, Lucifer.
Come on. Truthful lips endure forever. Forever.
You know, there is power in the name of Jesus. We've mentioned.
Oh, Can I do Psalm 85:10? So good, it's so good, it's so good.
Go on.
Steadfast go on. Love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other.
Whoa.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Isn't That's it? Lovely. The Word of God is so powerful. The Word of God is freedom. Yeah. Wherever you are across the world at this very moment in time, if you are looking for peace, you will only find peace in Christ. If you are looking for rest, you will only find rest in Christ. It is not about entering into a religious setting, into a cathedral or a church, or rocking up and chatting to a pastor across a cup of coffee. It does help, and but they will not give you salvation. They can give you a pointer, and praise be to God, the bishops and the leaders and the church should point you to Jesus.
Exactly.
The church I am the way. Has to point you.
I am the way.
So that, not
the church yeah. is the way.
It brings us back full circle. Truth. Truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Who is the truth? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm.
No one comes to the Father except through. It's interesting, isn't it? He says, through. Not yeah. with, but through. I've through. Got to go through him. Yeah. I've got to go through him. Everything is through the King of Kings. Everything is through Christ. Everything is with, but I have to go through him.
That is an interesting word, through. Does it mean like a looking
Well, you know
glass,
what he says, doesn't
so you look, you look through the world with your, not rose-tinted yeah. glasses, but your Jesus-tinted glasses.
Yeah, I think what you've got to look at, the text there is in the Gospel of John, it says where he says, I am the door.
Oh, you smashed that one out of the park there.
Pulled that bad boy out.
You did. That's very good.
I am the door.
I am so the when door, you think I am about the that, way, I am the truth, I am the light, yeah, I am the tunnel, I am the shepherd.
I am the tunnel.
Yeah, I just made that bit up.
I know you did, I just...
Man, because people say, don't they, that when they pop off,
yeah, true,
they
yeah.
see the long, dark tunnel, yeah. which is a good song, with a very bright light at the end, and usually they say that Jesus is there going...
Hello.
Come on.
Come
been
on.
Been waiting for you.
Been waiting for you, but it's a little bit hot down that way. Are you for me or against me?
I'm for oh, you.
Come on, Jesus.
Sorry, I went off a bit of a tangent there.
We can go on a tangent. We're allowed to go on a tangent. So John 14, verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, I love that last part of that text. No one comes to. So there is a moving towards. No one comes to the Father except through me. And John, the Gospel of John says, I am the door.
Mm.
I am the door, you know, and he is the way and the truth. He is your God. He is your King. Wherever you are, if you're searching, you know, you're not searching because you wanted to search. You're searching because he's made you hungry. You're hungry because he has stirred your spirit. You are praying because he is prompting you to pray because the scripture says no man chooses to follow a holy God. So it is possible for all of humanity to choose him, but the power of free will, now I'm born again, filled with the Spirit, it's free will, but it's not really free will because he's chose me and he's pulled me in. So it's just a little sugar-coated word there.
No, it's real freedom.
It's real freedom. Yeah, yeah,
if the sun sets free.
We'll be free indeed.
Why is he free? Free from lies, free from the traps.
Free, free, absolutely free. There is freedom in Christ Jesus, but free will, the power of choice.
Oh, yeah.
We go, am I going to follow him? Well, actually, he called me. So it's like God has called me. God has called you. God has called everyone on the other side of this, our voice. God is speaking to you right now, even though you might have just fallen onto this podcast by a complete accident and thought, I'm not going to listen to them sandal wearers.
I'm not going to listen to them two Swanley folk talking about
listening to them.
Truth.
What I want to listen to say,
kebab?
What they going on about? You might have landed onto it. You might be just listening by pure chance. You know, God is setting you up. It's a setup.
Well, that's the thing I was just about to say. Actually,
because
we've spoken about the conscience that lives in us from the moment that we start to become sentient beings. We've got that level of conscious and what's right and what's wrong, and that's the beginning, isn't it?
That's the beginning.
That's the tugging at your heart.
And I think different...
And when you get older, you suddenly start to think about it a little bit more and what does that mean and where does that feeling come from? And before you know it, you've been tugged through a door and you're like, hello, a minute, I'm a Christian.
Yeah, it's like when they start talking about transcendental meditation and all things like that and a transcending experience. You know, God is drawing you, but you just might be looking at it as a different label on the tin.
Mm.
God is the bean in the can of beans. He is the way.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. He was a boy, wasn't he? You think he grew up?
What, God?
Yeah, well, all right, then let's just say Jesus. But you know the scriptures. It says, I am the me and the Father are one.
Yeah.
But when you look at Christ, he grew up as a young lad.
Yeah.
Imagine being his brothers.
They just must have been like,
Jesus, if you don't make my toast, I'm going to give you a slap.
He can't do anything wrong, that Jesus.
He's everything floating he does up is the stairs right. with my toast this morning. Look, how did he get up the stairs that fast?
He wouldn't have stolen their toast.
No.
He was a good boy.
Do you imagine if those at the end doing top and tail? Listen, if you don't let me get asleep, I'm going to turn your eyes.
Clean your feet, Jesus.
Clean your feet. Yeah, but how did he clean them? He didn't touch them.
No.
It just...
He was waiting for the woman to come along with her hair.
Do you reckon he ever brushed his teeth? Or do you reckon he got angels to do it with their wings?
I don't think he needs to. I think he had perfect angel breath the whole time.
Oh, my days. We've got to get out of here. This is getting balmy. Thank you so much for listening to us. You've been listening to Leia...
Jane.
Moore.
And Benjamin.
Reverend.
Benjamin Reverend.
Cooper. We thank you so much for listening to us, crackpots. You are lovely, and God may bless you in many, many ways. And please remember the scripture that we started on, John 14, verse 6. And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. God is calling you. Mm. All joking aside, right now, as we bring this to a close, God is calling you. God is speaking to you. However you are listening to this, you may have stumbled, you may be... have enjoyed listening to this, but God is calling you. Never give up. Never give up. He will give you freedom because you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. We'll catch you next week. Have a great day, a good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be on this Malteser of this earth. God loves you and thank you for listening to us. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Elim Church Swanley's latest podcast. You can find us on Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Alexa, Mixcloud, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.